But you know what's even more misleading about that false choice that people are presenting to governors and state legislators, that you have to choose a federal a state, create a state exchange, or the federal government will impose one on you, is that if you decline, if Alaska refuses to create a health insurance exchange, there may not be a federal one, because the Obama administration has admitted it doesn't have the money to create these. And Kathleen Sebelius, who's President Obama's Secretary of Health and Human Services, has said that she may end up having to create exchanges for as many as 30 states. How is she going to do that without the money? No one really believes that the Obama administration has their act together to get these exchanges up and running on time, at all, much less on time. So I think that the prudent course for everybody, whether you're an opponent of the exchange, whether you an opponent of Obamacare, whether you support Obamacare, is not to take on an expense that the state doesn't have to take on. The prudent course is not to expose Alaska's employers to Obamacare's employer mandate tax. It is to not just to wait and see what the Supreme Court does and whether the Supreme Court throws out this law, but just to state, you know what, this is the federal government's law. They can pay to implement it. We are not going to take on that expense, and we're not going to take the blame when this thing goes wrong.